that was headed for Ceylon. But the ship was overloaded more than 20,000 tons. Not far away from shore, the cargo ship went down. There wasn't any doubt about it, everybody drowned.
But the head came back, he wouldn't stay away. He was sitting on the porch on the very next day. The head came back, he didn't want to run. The very next day in his home sweet home.
So he put the cat aboard with a man in a balloon who would give the cat away to the man in the moon. The balloon it destroyed, it burst in bits instead. And 10 miles from that spot they found the man stone dead.
But the cat came back, he wouldn't stay away. He was sitting on the porch on the very next day. The cat came back, he didn't want to run. The very next day it was home sweet home.
Is by Will McLean. This is about a real man who lived in Florida and had a huge foot, Acrefoot Johnson.
Cindy.
Yeah.
a tried and true friend of Florida Folk Festival, Henry Graham from down Wauchula way.
Back with you people to entertain you. And you want to see a Florida cracker, you're looking at one way back in the woods where he had to grease a wagon wheel to get home. I learned to imitate birds and animals as a child, as an orphan boy, raised out in the country, like I said, way out there, neighbor about a mile or two away, the closest one. See somebody about once a year. So had to do something for entertainment. Now you got cars and things and neighbors and television and all, but back in my day you didn't have that. You had to have something to entertain yourself. So I'm going to start off imitating the feathered side of the deal. Sure, you're acquainted with chickens, and I'll do quite a bit of this. If you will, give me a little more time to do more things. I appreciate your applause, but wait till I finish, and I really appreciate, in other words, I want to get more in the short time I have. A guinea, barnyard, I'm nowhere to know how the guinea is, but anyway, it's like you're cooking on a hot rack and cut it short. And I use this every year, and I know a lot of you might not like the horrible thing of saying hunting, you know, but anyway, I call up my turkeys when I'm out hunting. A crow. Imitating a crow. If any one of y'all in this time of the year can find you a pet crow, they're nesting this time of the year. You raise them just like you would a chicken. You can't turn them loose because they go and haul all your neighbor's silver off, and anything they can pick up to carry and hide, they'll do it. But they do make a wonderful pet, and they can talk about as good as a parrot. Yeah. Your barn owl, a monkey-faced owl. I have a lot of fun when I'm out hunting. Call up the owls, and I go to sleep, and they keep my buddies awake all night. Your quail, I'll do a imitation. In other words, if you have a camera and like to take pictures and can do this, it'd be easy to do if you practice a little bit. And you see a covey of quail beside the road and you have your camera. I've had them, this truth is stranger than fiction, but I've had quail to get on the hood of my car and try to get in where I'm at. Now that sounds mighty strange, but they'll do it. And this is the way you call a quail up to take pictures of them, to look at them. And you beat on the side of the car, on the side of your leg like this, and I'll guarantee if there's a covey quail, they'll want to put the wings over the back and come running to you. I've had them to walk all around my feet. No matter how wild he is, he'll come to you. Ducks. Some of you guys like to go duck hunting. And your duck caller doesn't work too good. Well, if you got a built-in job, it works pretty good. It has for me. Your peacock or peafowl that you see on your TV screen, they're beautiful things, but they can make a lot of noise if you have one around your house. That doesn't sound too good in the middle of the night. Your animal deal now. I'll mix some of these up to make it entertaining and interesting. It's the dog and the cows and the cats and all. Some of you people got dogs around here, and watch them and see what they do when I do this. But anyway, I stick the dog on the cow, and then I'll mix it all up and just keep going. So it'll be, maybe I hope it's entertaining to you. Get him, boy. Your cat and the dog, they don't get along too good, you know. So you, when the folks are away from home and the kids are around, it's a lot of fun to stick the dog on the cat, but most of the time the dog gets the worst end of the deal. Get him, boy. Get him, boy. Now I'll kind of have the dog fighting the deal. You see him walk around, the hair all turned up, you know. Excuse me, morning kick. Talk about the alligators. There's been quite a bit of publicity about the alligator. And, of course, he's a long way. I do a lot of fishing and out in the woods a lot. And I don't approve of destroying anything, nature. But, in other words, you can overpopulate things and this, that, and the other. But anyway, don't worry. There's plenty of alligators left. If I can get downwind, say there was an alligator in this river, no matter how wild he is, how long he is, if he's that long, if he's 14 foot long, as huge as a god, and he doesn't smell you, it goes by smell, I can guarantee you I can call him up anywhere at any time. I know later in the last weekend I had one to swell up on a lake where I was fishing. It looked like a cypress log floating around out there, and he'll come up and slap my hand in the water side of the boat. But don't be scared of one, because I've waded and fished, practiced all my life, and you can't catch a gator unless you shoot him or find him in his cave. You can't run one down. He might come up close and sink down, but you try to catch him sometimes, see if you can. So don't be scared of one of them. Some of you old farmers here, I wonder if you got up early in the morning in hog killing time, cold weather, North Florida, Georgia. Have to go out and maybe the hogs got out of the pen overnight and it's time to get the chore over with and butchering hogs. So the hog might get out and you have to put the dog on him to catch him. So you go out there, everything ready, and the hog's out, and you got to get the dog out to catch him. Get him, boy. Get him, boy. You catch him down by the foot like this. The hog's a little different than alligator. When he goes to life in like that, you better not get your foot or hand in the way, because he's going to clip it. This is something nice early in the morning. When you want to get that last nap out on the farm, and you don't want to get up, it's not time to get up like we used to and put the wood in the stove and get the fire going before daylight so we get early start, and you get woke up by this. I'll conclude my act with this. Thank you very much.
the vice president of the Florida Folk Festival Association, and his wonderful family, the J. Smith family from Jacksonville. And see how the children have grown.
Thank you. Nowadays, when a farmer takes his hogs to market, he takes them in a truck, but it used to be they were driven to market across country. And the men who drove the hogs were called hog drovers. This song is called Hog Drovers, but really, it's a song used at parties for people to choose their partners. The boys would line up and the girls would line up, and the boys would march up, and in that way the partners would be chosen.
Hog drovers, hog drovers, we are a-courting your daughter so young and so fair. Oh, can we get lodging here, oh, here? Oh, can we get lodging here? Hog drovers, hog drovers, we are a-courting your daughter so young and so fair. Oh, can we get lodging here, oh, here? Oh, can we get lodging here? We'll travel on further and better our wealth. We do not want lodging here, oh here. We do not want lodging here.
People believed in superstitions more than we do now. The sailors believed that if you saw a mermaid, it meant bad waters and troubled skies ahead. And this is a story about one, about a ship that saw a mermaid. As I walked out one evening fair, far from the sight of the land, I spied a mermaid sitting on a rock, with a comb and a glass in her hand. Now this little mermaid sprang into the deep, and the wind it began for to blow, the rain and the hail so dark in the air, and we'll never see that anymore. Oh, the wind, how it does blow, and the cold stormy sea, how it roars. Some poor sailor a-sinking in the deep, and we'll never see land anymore. Now the first on deck was the captain of the ship, and a fine-looking fellow was he. He cried, we're lost for the want of a boat, and we'll drown in the salt, salt sea. I have a wife, I have three little babes, and tonight they'll be looking for me. They may watch, they may wait till the salt sea rise, for I'll be at the bottom of the sea.
9 times round spun our gallant ship. 9 times round spun she. 9 times round spun our gallant ship. And she sank to the bottom of the sea. Oh, the wind, how it does blow. And the cold, stormy sea, how it roars. Some poor sailor a-sinking in the deep. And his true love safe on the shore.
This song is called Uncle Reuben, and it's about a man whose name is Reuben, and he goes hunting for a raccoon, and he gets one and leaves the person who sings the song, and then there are a lot of verses that don't seem to have anything to do with Uncle Reuben at all. Uncle Reuben got a coon done gone. Done gone, done gone. Uncle Reuben got a coon done gone, and he left me here behind. Jaybird pulled the one horse plow, sparrow, why can't you? Cause my legs so little and long, they might break in two. Uncle Reuben got a coon done gone, done gone, done gone. Uncle Reuben got a coon done gone, and he left me here behind. Possum up the cinnamon tree, raccoon on the ground. Raccoon saving the possum, won't you shake one cinnamon down? Uncle Reuben got a coon done gone, done gone, done gone. Uncle Reuben got a coon done gone, and he left me here behind. Man stood on a shanty boat, fish came swimming by. Looked up at that man and then right in his eye. Uncle Reuben got a coon done gone, done gone, done gone. Uncle Reuben got a coon done gone, and he left me here behind. Skinny lady went to bay, she didn't tell a soul. She forgot to put the stopper in, right down the hole. Uncle Reuben got a coon done gone, done gone, done gone. Uncle Reuben got a coon done gone, and he left me here behind. Teacher said to Johnny Jones, how much is 4 and 4? Teacher, if you don't know that, you shouldn't teach no more. Uncle Reuben got a coon done gone, done gone, done gone. Uncle Reuben got a coon done gone, and he left me here behind. If you love me, Liza Jane, put your hand in mine. You won't want for no cornbread, long as the sun do shine. Uncle Reuben got a coon done gone, done gone, done gone. Uncle Reuben got a coon done gone, and he left me here behind. Thank you.
Our tried and true gourd fiddle player and his wife, Rosa, from up Panama City way. Give him a great big hand. Well, you're creeping. What you creeping for?
I made it 1967. I think it's very nice. So I'm going to try to play some.
Don't talk, play, Zeke. Yeah.
We're going to play the Tennessee Wagner.
Thank you.
that you've never seen anything like it before.
Into the mic, Zeke.
You've never heard any fiddling like this before. Like I'm going to play. I'm going to play the old spinning wheel in that part of it. There used to be one in every home. Now, you all notice how I play very closely. And don't laugh too much at me now. Double eagle.